Hello, this is Decoy Green, and I have a prophecy for America. God gave me this word on March 12th, 2024, and to release today, April 3rd, 2024. So I'm going to read what the Lord has said, and this is the prophecy to America, God's State of the Union Address. Oh, America, America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Or is it? It has become a land where people are freely living in sin. It's become a land of debauchery, sin upon sin upon sin. I cannot stand it anymore. It's a foul smell in my nostrils. The idolatry, not just of celebrities and houses and cars, but it's idolatry of false gods. You have made it a land of filth, desecration upon desecration of what was once holy. You have defiled the streets. You have defiled homes, you have defiled cities, and worse, you have defiled my church. It was bad enough that those in the world would commit repulsive sins. But what is this I see? What is this I hear? I see places of worship unto me being turned into places of desecration. It's not the world leading more people into sin and idolatry, but it's the church that has led people into sin and idolatry. The false church, shall I say, with many false leaders. Oh, how the sin is countless miles high. Oh, the adultery against me. The idolatry runs rampant. You false leaders and false believers of Christ thought it would remain hidden. You thought it would remain your little secret. No, it's no secret to me, and it won't be a secret to the public anymore. Yes, judgment is coming. It's double judgment. It's a double woe. Woe to America. Judgment is coming. Woe to the false church in America. Judgment is coming. I hear some thinking that the threat of judgment is coming, but I've heard that before. It won't come in my time. It doesn't apply to me. You're so numb in your sin and rebellion against me that you think this doesn't apply to you. You even think I'm not talking to you. This won't be the first time I've heard this. Ezekiel 12. 26 to 28, in my word, New Living Translation says, then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, the people of Israel are saying, he's talking about the distant future. His visions won't come true for a long, long time. Therefore, tell them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. No more delay. I will now do everything I have threatened. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. The Lord goes on to say, I'm ashamed of what I see and hear. How could you go on and on sinning, thinking there will be no consequences? You've gone so long without consequences that you're comfortable in your debauchery. These consequences won't be a swat on the hand. No, this won't just be a smite with my rod. No, I'm coming with my sword. This is not consequence. This is judgment, because it has gone on and on so much that you passed it down to others. There's been little to no repentance because you want to pretend it's not going on. You're in denial now. You're so comfortable in it. You've justified your sin and rebellion. You've justified your idol worship. You justified defiling my house. But I'm coming, says the Lord of hosts. Oh, America the beautiful, you once were beautiful when you dedicated yourself to me. Now the horror I see. I don't recognize you. I don't know you. You've changed year after year. You think you're a God, a false God. You think you can be me, the true and living God. You think you're untouchable. But I will remove my hand, and the unthinkable will happen in the land. You thought the first plague of COVID was something? It shut down the world. The adversary was behind it. That was their test trial run. But what's coming will be far greater. What you saw will pale in comparison. You saw what the adversary could do, but you have no clue what I can do. You talk about my love, misuse, and abuse my love, but you forgot one thing. You forgot about my judgment. Oh, America, oh, false church in America, let me assure you that my judgment is just as strong as my love. Let me say it again. Oh, America, old false church in America. Let me assure you that my judgment is just as strong as my love. Desecrated pulpits, desecrated churches, desecrated pulpits, desecrated churches, desecrated homes, desecrated school systems, desecrated White House, desecrated Congress, desecrated Senate, you land of desecration. Judgment is coming. I didn't just say it's pending. I said it's coming. It's imminent. It's going to happen. Warning has come year after year after year. This is simply the announcement of what's coming. I wasn't in COVID, but the plagues that are coming, it will be from me. I will allow the adversary to open fire on the land. Maybe then you'll return to me. Maybe then I'll become your first love again. It's judgment season. It's exposing season. No more hiding. Luke 8:17, New King James Version. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. The covers are being pulled all the way back from the pulpit to the White House. Church and government, scandal after scandal exposed. Cover up after cover up exposed. Adultery after adultery exposed. Abomination upon abomination exposed. People who you thought you knew who they were and you respected will be exposed. The great deception will be exposed. Judgment is coming, and it will be in your best interest to be found on the right side. Matthew 7:13-14, New Living Translation. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and his gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. In the meantime, I will prepare my true church to be in position when my hand strikes. My powerful blows will wipe out and shake up a lot, but I will position my true church to benefit from the destruction before it comes and when it comes. Isaiah 14:23, I will make Babylon a desolate place of owls, filled with swamps and marshes. I will sweep the land with a broom of destruction. I, the Lord of heaven's armies, have spoken. This judgment won't be fast and quick. It will sweep across the land quickly at first, but it will be long and slow because I'm bringing America to its knees. You can refer to this prophecy alone for many years to come because there are many parts to this, but it begins this year and it has already begun. Repent, you evildoers. Repent, you backslidden. Repent, you whoremongers and prostitutes of my word. Repent, you violators of my commands. Repent, you pushers of laws that are against my ways. Repent, because your time of judgment is at hand. Some of you still won't, but the judgment is coming regardless. Those who remain alive after my heavy blows, you will still have that chance to get to right standing with me. God bless you, and God bring America to its knees.